Welcome to the Old Testament reading of Scripture for this week. And we find that Scripture in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 through 9. Now, the subtitle for this chapter is An Invitation to the Lord's Salvation. You know, we always put that invitation out for people to accept Christ into our life. But this is God's saying, you have an invitation. Verse 1 through 9. Is anyone thirsty? Come and drink, even if you have no money. Come, take your choice of wine or milk. It's all free. Why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Why pay for food that does you no good? Listen, I will tell you where to get food that is good for the soul. Come to me with your ears open wide. Listen, for the life of your soul is at stake. I am ready to make an everlasting covenant with you, and I will promise you all the mercies and unfailing love that I promised to David. He displayed my power by being my witness and a leader among the nations. You also will command the nations, and they will come running to obey, because I, the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, have made you glorious. Seek the Lord while you can find him. Call on him now while he is near. Let the people turn from their wicked deeds, and let them banish from their minds the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Verse 8. My thoughts are completely different from yours, says the Lord, and my ways are beyond anything you can imagine. Verse 9. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. May God add his blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 through 9. Verse 2. Why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Why pay for food that does you no good? You know, that's what we do in our society. Our government especially, when they want to solve a problem, first thing they do is throw money at it. And we're often doing that as a society, and sometimes even individually. But the soothing effect of that last purchase of something soon wears off, and we feel driven to buy something else. And the Bible recognizes that money is necessary for survival, but it also warns against the love of money, Matthew 6 and 1 Timothy 6 and Hebrews 13. Even over in Proverbs, it says the love of money is sinful because it leads us to place our trust in money rather than God to provide our security. Think about that. Look around. We don't need money, really, if you follow and you live in an area or you're where maybe out in the woods like a loner or something like that. You don't need money. You just look around and you can really see God provides everything. There's food on the trees. There's air to breathe. There's water to drink. It's just an amazing thing. But how tragic it is that we spend so much time and energy seeking satisfaction from money and possessions, and so little time seeking after God. That's our challenge during this season of Lent. Well, every time, but especially during Lent, that we seek after God, who is the true source of our contentment. Amen. I hope and pray you're having a wonderful day, and thank you for tuning in to the Old Testament reading. God bless you.